AircheckDownloads.com.
And now, Westwood One Entertainment proudly presents Casey's Countdown, brought to you by Doritos. Experience the adventure.
Again, everybody, and welcome to Casey's Countdown. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the most popular songs on this week's National AC Chart. Our rankings come from the official survey of adult contemporary radio stations from across the nation. The survey is conducted by Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Well, we have one debut this week, the first hit on the adult contemporary chart for the alternative rock group No Doubt. Plus, our requests and dedications and big number ones from the 80s and 90s. But before we start counting them down to this week's number one, let's take a look at the songs that topped the chart last week. At number three, I Finally Found Someone by Barbara Streisand and Bryan Adams. At number two, Toni Braxton with Unbreak My Heart. And at number one last week, I Believe in You and Me by Whitney Houston. Now Whitney's going for a third big week at number one. Can she make it? Only one way to find out. Let the countdown begin.
Number 20.
Our only debut is by No Doubt, a song that recently spent 9 weeks at number one on the pop chart. Here's Don't Speak.
You and me.
That's Gwen Stefani singing lead with No Doubt on Don't Speak. This week, the song rolls in at number 20 as our only debut. And holding steady at number 19 on Casey's Countdown, here's Madonna with a song from the soundtrack to her hit film, Evita. Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
It won't be easy.
Madonna with Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. For the second week in a row, it's survey song number 19. We're counting down now to John Secada, a singer who earned a reputation early on working in his parents' restaurant. He was known for making the strongest coffee and singing the hottest hits around. Details coming up.
Casey counts them down. Casey's Countdown.
I'm Casey Kasem. These are the 20 biggest adult contemporary hits in the USA. Climbing two notches to number 18 is the latest hit for Kenny G, a song called Havana. Rising two notches to number 18 on Casey's Countdown, that's Kenny G with Havana, a song named after the largest city in Cuba, a city of nearly 2 million people. And now we're up to a singer who was born in Cuba. He earned his reputation early on working in his parents' restaurant. He was known for making the strongest coffee and singing the hottest hits around. Like George Michael, who grew up cooking, cleaning, and singing in his family's Greek restaurant in London, John Secada was raised in the kitchen and dining room of his parents' restaurant, a Cuban restaurant in Hialeah, Florida. It was a popular gathering place for the local Cuban population, a place known for big plates of Caribbean specialties like fried plantains, a cousin of the banana, and the traditional Cuban favorite, black beans and rice. As a youngster, John tried to help however he could around the restaurant. He peeled vegetables, washed dishes, and made Cuban coffee so dark and so strong, he became famous throughout the neighborhood for the intensity of his brew. That brew is so strong that John Secada refers to the coffee that he used to make and still makes as, quote, black dynamite. At the same time that he was waking up his customers with his coffee, John was soothing and relaxing them with his singing. He had his fingers on the musical pulse of the Cuban community, and whenever a song would become popular, John would learn it within days. Then he'd sing it in the restaurant, often accompanying himself on his guitar. These days, John isn't singing other people's hits. He's singing his own. Hits like the one that climbs a notch to number 17 on Casey's Countdown. Here's John Secada with Too Late, Too Soon.
Tender was the night.
That's 34-year-old John Secada with Too Late, Too Soon. This week, the song moves up a notch to number 17. Also climbing a notch to number 16 on Casey's Countdown is Bryan Adams. Over the years, he's co-written songs for acts like Tina Turner, Bonnie Raitt, and Barbra Streisand. This is a song Bryan co-wrote for himself, I'll Always Be Right There.
I swear to you.
Bryan Adams with I'll Always Be Right There. This week the song rises from number 17 to 16. Now we're up to our 1-800-CALL-ATT request and dedication line update. In the summer of 1995, we received a letter from a young woman with cerebral palsy named Jennifer. She wanted to send out a special message of love to her boyfriend, Anders. We'll talk to Anders and find out his reaction to the request and dedication right after this.
Horoscopes. Here we go.
Casey's Countdown.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're on our way to this week's number one song on the Adult Contemporary chart. Now, here's a song that was number one 17 years ago this week, back in 1980. It's by a veteran pop star who scored big this past year on the country charts with his gold CD, Tennessee Moon. Here's the versatile Neil Diamond with September Morn.
Stay for just a while.
17 years ago this week, back in 1980, that was the number one song on the Adult Contemporary chart, September Morn by Neil Diamond. Now on with this week's survey.
Number 15.
Holding Steady is the first of two songs on this week's countdown by Celine Dion. Later we'll hear her remake of Eric Carmen's All By Myself. Now here's Celine's recent number one smash, It's All Coming Back to Me Now. Celine Dion with It's All Coming Back to Me Now. For the second week in a row, it's survey song number 15. Coming up, a Casey's Countdown Extra, The Sweetest Days. It's by a singer who likes to set the right mood in the studio when she's recording. For her third album, she lit some incense and turned on some lava lamps.
Casey Counts Them Down. Casey's Countdown.
Casey's Countdown's heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like the hits from the 70s, 80s, and today, Z99 99.1, Mankato, Minnesota, Q102 WMJQ, Best of the 80s and 90s, Buffalo, New York, Sunny 107.7. We play continuous favorites for the Twin Lakes area, Monticello, Lafayette, Indiana, and Q92, Montreal, Quebec. Now, dropping a notch to number 14, here's British superstar Eric Clapton with his gold single, Change the World.
If I can reach the stars,
with a song produced by Babyface, that's Eric Clapton and Change the World. This week, the song slides from number 13 to 14. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, we're up to a Casey's Countdown Extra. The number one smash, The Sweetest Days. It's by a singer who likes to set the right mood in the studio when she's recording. For her third album, she lit some incense and turned on some lava lamps. When Vanessa Williams records an album, she works very hard on getting the right songs, the right session players, the right producer, the right engineer. And she also works very hard on setting the right mood. In the past, she's found that candles are essential when it comes to giving your music that romantic glow. She also decorates the studio with lace and fabric with muted soft colors, and she always keeps the lights low. And for the album The Sweetest Days, she really went all out. She wanted the sort of feeling she describes as laid-back groove, a mellow 60s sort of vibe. And so Vanessa filled the studio with flickering candles, had some incense lit, and even brought in lava lamps. You remember those funky lamps from the 60s that look as if a small volcano was going off inside them? Well, Vanessa's mood setting must have worked because the album was a major success. Now, as a Casey's Countdown Extra, here's the title track from that album, Vanessa's number one smash from 1995, The Sweetest Days.
You and I.
From 1995, that's a Casey's Countdown Extra. Vanessa Williams with her number one smash, The Sweetest Days. And the survey rolls on.
Casey's Countdown. Casey's Countdown.
From Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem. And climbing a notch to number 13, here's a song R. Kelly wrote for the movie Space Jam with basketball star Michael Jordan in mind. I Believe I Can Fly.
I used to think that I could not.
Rising a notch to number 13 here on the Adult Contemporary chart, that's a song that went all the way to number 1 on the R&B chart. I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly. Coming up on Casey's Countdown, a request and dedication from a man in Holland, Michigan. Many years ago, he gave his older sister advice. Advice he's thankful she never took.
Casey's Countdown. Casey counts them down.
Standing pat at number 12, here's former Eagles drummer Don Henley with Through Your Hands. That's 49-year-old Don Henley with Through Your Hands. For the third week in a row, it's survey song number 12. On Casey's Countdown, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to our request and dedication. This letter's about choices, and it comes to us from a man in Holland, Michigan named Paul. Here's what Paul writes. Dear Casey, my oldest sister Margaret is also my closest friend. She's always been an idol of mine from the time she twirled a baton as a majorette and sewed her prom dress to the day she got promoted to supervisor at her workplace. About a year after Margaret graduated from college, landed her first job, and got married, she called me and told me she was pregnant. I was stunned. She hadn't planned on having a child yet. I viewed Margaret as a successful person on a challenging career path, and I thought that bringing a baby into the world was just bad timing. I selfishly said, "Don't have a baby." Fortunately, my words fell on deaf ears. Margaret brought her baby into the world, a wonderful little girl with blonde hair and blue eyes. She named her Tara, and Tara became the apple of my eye. I watched her grow up, read books to her, and took her to the movies as any proud uncle would. And you know what? Margaret's success at her career was unhampered by a little girl in diapers. Now Tara's in high school, going to dances and learning how to drive a car. Tara turns to me for comfort and advice when she needs help. So, Casey, could you please play Blessed and Dedicated to Margaret and Tara? I love them both. Sincerely, Paul. Paul, here's your request and dedication. Blessed, a number one song in 1995 for Elton John, and a request and dedication for Paul in Holland, Michigan, to his sister Margaret and his niece Tara. If you'd like to send us a request and dedication, here's the address. Casey's Countdown, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. That's Casey's Countdown, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, 90078. Or you can fax us at 213-272-4300. That's 213-272-4300. And the survey rolls on.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Aircheckdownloads.com.